Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges, and today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been exploring all week, which has been the shift from acquaintances to partners, working together with our neighbors to build great communities and great neighborhoods. So what does it look like to show compassion to our neighbors? That's what we've been exploring in particular this week, and how we can partner and work together to support each other's needs. It's not always clear to us how that looks, but it does start at the beginning of this journey. It starts with just becoming neighbors with those who are near us that might be strangers. So learning each other's names. Then learning about each other's lives a little bit, moving from neighbors to acquaintances, just asking questions, being around and available, learning what's going on in people's lives. And usually that kind of intentional learning and listening is what shows us where we can show compassion, where somebody has a need. Let's just take a look at the six examples that Jesus gave in his passage that we explored on Tuesday. First, feeding the hungry. Maybe there's a neighbor you know who's just had a new baby and is maybe having a little trouble getting food on the table. Maybe you could bring them a meal. Or maybe further afield, you could contribute to the local food banks. I know that the St. Paul's on the Hill and Salvation Army food banks in our area are both in dire need of donations. Well, what about the thirsty? Maybe next time you walk past a homeless person in downtown Toronto during a heat wave, you could offer them a bottle of water and sit down and talk with them as they enjoy a cold drink. Or a little further afield, maybe you could support World Vision as they try to drill water wells in communities that are in desperate need of water. Well, with the stranger, maybe next time you see somebody moving into your neighborhood, you can be the first to go and introduce yourself and bring over that pie or those cake pops. Or, a little further afield, next time you find yourself at an event where you see somebody standing alone, be sure to go over and introduce yourself. What about clothing the naked? Well, there probably aren't that many naked people wandering around our communities, but there are people who need clothing. So maybe when you've got hand-me-downs that your kids aren't wearing anymore, you could offer them to somebody in your neighborhood. It's good for the environment, and it might be something they really need, a little relief from their budget for new clothes. Or maybe if you see somebody you know who's in need of clothes, but they're not kids' clothes that you happen to have on hand, you could offer to take them on a Value Village shopping spree. As for visiting the sick, that's easy enough. If you know somebody in your neighborhood who's sick with cancer or some other illness that's giving them a hard time taking care of their tasks at home, you could help out. Maybe you could offer to do some gardening, shoveling, some raking, whatever kind of work you can do that they can't. Or maybe you can just sit down and have a visit with them before or after that work happens. A little further afield, maybe you could offer to volunteer for the Cancer Society in driving people to appointments. I know they're always in need of people to help with that, so much so that they've had to actually start charging patients for that program. So maybe you could help take some of the pressure off that they're trying to compensate for. Now, not everybody knows somebody who is in prison, but if you do, maybe you could visit them. Maybe you could visit them and make an intentional effort to let them know that they matter. They matter to you as a follower of Jesus. Or if you know somebody whose loved one is in prison, maybe you could ask about them once in a while. Again, let them know that that stigma that they probably feel isn't there with you, that you care about their loved one as much as they do. And a little further afield, maybe you could be supporting a prison fellowship or some other kind of ministry that ministers to those who are on the inside. If you've got questions about how to get involved in any one of these, or you have an idea on how to use the power of a platform like Redeem the Commute to help those in any of these situations, I'd love to hear from you. We're going to be having one of our first public community service events soon, where we're going to be serving our community as a group together of commuters learning to follow Jesus. Even though we are a scattered community, we're going to come together as one force for good in this community. So look forward to some information on those upcoming events, or if you have an idea, be sure to get in touch with me. I'd love to hear it. Whatever we do, it's part of our calling as followers of Jesus. Not because we're going to get any credit for it, not because we're going to get any internal feel-good moments out of it, but because we are followers of Jesus, and Jesus calls us to serve others in all these kinds of situations and more, simply because we see them as His beloved children. Well, here's your challenge for this week. Go through that list of six ways to care for people And remember yesterday how I asked you what was the hardest and easiest for you to show compassion for. And this week I want you to plan a practical way to help the needs of both of those groups this week, one that you find easy and one that you find hard, whether it's somebody close to you that you know or whether it's supporting something at a bit more of a distance. Just find a way to reach somebody in both of those situations. Have a great time putting that challenge into practice. Maybe you can discuss with a small group of fellow commuters what you're going to try to do this week and see what they are going to try to do as well. Well, tomorrow's our day for reflection and prayer. I'll see you then. Bye for now.